Now to the United States, where President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will end without new witnesses being called after a historic vote in Washington. As expected, two Republicans voted with Democrats on a motion to allow new witnesses to appear, but the Democrats fell short of the number of votes required to allow former National Security Advisor John Bolton to take the stand. It means that President Trump's trial is now heading swiftly towards a conclusion and the president's acquittal. For more, I spoke to North America correspondent James Glenday a short time ago. So, James, what's the latest?
Well, the Senate has voted, and as expected, it's voted 51 to 49 to defeat the motion which would have allowed for more witnesses, new witnesses, to be called and also new documents to be subpoenaed in Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Just two Republican senators decided to vote with the Democrats. One of them was Mitt Romney. And what it means is effectively the trial now heads towards its final stages. The major negotiation taking place at the moment is exactly how this ends and when a final vote, a verdict on Donald Trump will be delivered. And of course, that verdict is going to be nothing other than an acquittal of Donald Trump.
Perhaps, as you say, you know, we know the outcome and expected, but what's been the reaction so far?
Democrats had known for a couple of hours that it was going this way. Perhaps they kind of may have expected this is how it was going to be all along. They don't have, there's only 47 friendly votes in the upper house compared to 53 for the Republicans. It was always going to be a fairly big ask in this very, very polarized era of American politics. Chuck Schumer, who leads the Democrats in the Senate, said that America is going to remember this day. He says that the Senate hasn't lived up to its responsibilities. The Senate turned away from the truth and went along with a sham trial. For some days now, Democrats are saying you cannot have a trial if you don't call new witnesses, particularly when one of those witnesses is a former official, a former administration official, John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, who sat in all these meetings which are now at the center of this impeachment case against Donald Trump, and who has, according to a draft manuscript of a book, directly linked the president with a plot to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, who is, of course, not just the former vice president. He is perhaps the front runner to face the commander in chief at November's election this year.
Right. So, you know, we've had this historic vote. The trial seems to be heading swiftly towards a conclusion. But what actually happens next?
So there's an enormous amount of quite heated debate taking place up around the Senate right now between different leaders. We are hearing that closing arguments will be expected Monday, that the trial is technically still in session, but most people don't want to be here over the weekend because the Iowa Democratic Party caucuses are on Monday. So closing arguments are likely Monday, and that could put things on path for an acquittal or a final vote on Mr. Trump's conduct as late as Wednesday. Then the impeachment trial would be over. That's actually just a touch later than the White House would like. The White House has been very, very keen to try and get this all done and dusted by Tuesday when the State of the Union is on, so that Donald Trump could head back into the House of Representatives that voted to impeach him and deliver a nationally televised primetime address celebrating the fact that he had been exonerated. That doesn't look as though it's going to happen, but of course, a lot could change over the next few days. And the kind of final schedule is expected to be set in stone over the next couple of hours in a few Senate votes, and then we gradually step our way through to an end conclusion. But the most up in the air, the most contentious bit of this trial was today, that vote on witnesses, and that has gone, as expected, against the Democrats.
James Glenday reporting there from Washington.